I want to share with you something this morning that I believe everybody really needs to hear. I may not be as bombastic. I know probably you'd rather me get up there and really do some shouting and loud preaching, but this type of sermon here, it was going to require your undivided attention, and it's more like a teach-preach type of a message. But I've given you the first part of the sermon that you can take home and look it over and apply it to your life. I think everybody all over the United States, I wish could hear what I'm going to bring this morning, because it is such a challenge to everybody. In James chapter 4, your text verses, the Bible says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." Now, most of the time when somebody says the word lust, the first thing that comes to your mind is sex. But that's not always the case. Sometimes lust is you lust for a drink whenever you're thirsty. You lust for food whenever you're hungry. You lust for rest whenever your body is tired or weary. But this is also a desire that we have as people. Now, when you got saved, and you've heard this before, but I'm going to really dig into it, the old man is still in you. I'm talking about the old nature is still in your body. Now, the new nature, watch it now, is there also. So the day you got born again, you got another nature that is now inside of you, is going to be with you until you leave this old world. But the problem is you've got two natures. You've got the old and the new, and sometimes they're called the old man or the new man. Now, the old man is there. That rascal is selfish. Sometimes he's lustful. He's unkind. He's even ungracious or unthankful. He's a compromiser. And not only that, but that rascal goes into sin. Now, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3 and verse 6, John tells us this, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Right there in that verse, you practically see the two different natures, the fleshly nature and the spiritual nature. Now, your new nature is born of God, and the new nature that you have cannot sin. In fact, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9, "Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he," talking about this new nature, "cannot sin." Why? Because he is born of God. So the new nature is the one that you and I cannot see. Now, he's there. He's in you. Right now, though you cannot see him, he is there. Now, the old nature is the one you were before you got saved. That's you. In fact, that's when you look at yourself, you are the old nature. He's in you. That which you had to make adjustments on when you got saved. We were used to having the old nature all of our lives. It still gives us a fit. But that new nature, which you cannot see, is also in you. Every day of your life is important. A battle must be fought every day. When you get up in the morning, mark it down. You have a battle that's set before you. And the battle is this: there's going to be a war going on between the both of you. Did you hear me? The both of you. There's two of you. You have the old nature and the new nature. And you notice an unusual title that I've given this message. Separate yourself from yourself. Now that'll make a whole lot of sense in just a moment. But that's what we got to do. We've got two natures. There's two of us. And God does not want these two natures to run around together. Y'all with me? Some of you look shocked out there. This is going to help your life. It's going to help you to understand yourself just a little bit better. Because your new nature won the battle today or one day doesn't mean that you won't have the same battle when you get up in the morning. You go to bed at night and say, boy, I won this battle. Man, I'm a winner. And tomorrow you're probably going to battle the same thing that you had to battle today. So we need to understand, we have two natures. There's two of me and there's two of you. There is a war or warfare between the old and the new nature. Romans chapter 7 and verse 23. You don't have to turn, but let me just read that to you. Romans chapter 7 and verse 23. The Bible says, but I see another law in my members, Paul says, warring against the law of my mind. Does that sound familiar? And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Did you see that? It is in your members. There's a war going on. There's a battle going on inside of you every day of your life since you've been saved. Now, before you got saved, you were in harmony with yourself. There was only one of you. You didn't have that new nature to tell you, man, this thing is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. This is absolutely not right. But the old nature, before we got saved, we didn't have anyone there to argue with us and to tell us, hey, you got a battle going on right now. But you see, God doesn't want you and I to run around together. I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about the both of us inside of our body. I'm talking about that old nature and the new nature. God wants you and I to separate from each other. We are to separate from ourselves, our new nature and the old nature. You can't hook them up together. It's got to be one or the other. And God says, I want you to learn separation. You know, the Bible always talks about separation. This study here is not dealing with that type of separation. You know, the Bible says you're not your own, you're bought with a price. So the Bible is clear that you and I need to worry and be concerned about who you run with physically. But this is not talking about that. It's talking about that battle that goes on every day. And the problem with a lot of born-again Christians, a lot of Baptists, you want to know why they quit church. You want to know why some people get saved and they're all excited when they first get saved. And then about 6 months later, you don't see them. They lost the battle. They can't understand, why do I still have the battles that I had the day that I got saved? And why do I notice now that there's no changes? The truth of the matter is you've got those two natures. And if you are not careful, you'll let the old Adam nature control your life. And before long, people give up. And that's why you can go to the average Baptist church and about every 3 years is replaced with new faces. Simply because people give up. They don't separate from themselves. They're in harmony with either the old nature or the new nature. You can't be in harmony with both at the same time. You will lose every time. Now, there's some lessons that I've got down here for you in your outline. I didn't have a time to give you more other than that, but we'll talk about it. First of all, some people have a hot temper. Now, they don't mean to. They don't want to have that. They lose their temper. Now, in the book of James chapter 4, there's a word in there says among. Now, that means that within you, There is that desire within you to fight against right. You know, there's not a man or a woman in here that doesn't have a bad temper that doesn't want to get victory over it if he's saved. But a war is involved. We've got to realize that there is a war going on. And if you don't realize that war is going on, warfare, you're going to really miss it. And before long, you will eventually say, I give up. I'm not going to church. What's the use? It's not helping me one bit. Wake up this morning and realize that I have a war and you have a war every day. Our two natures fight for us. Now hang on, don't miss this. Our two natures fight for our arms. Hang on, church. For our eyes. For our ears. For our mind. Our two natures are in a war. They want our feet, our hands, in our heart. Did you know that? I mean, either the new nature is going to get your limbs, or the old nature is going to get your limbs. You can't mix the two together. We got to separate from one to the other. We're to lay aside every weight, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. That weight that so easily besets us. Your temper, tobacco, maybe beer, jealousy, envy, cuss words, covetousness. In other words, don't miss this. Separate yourself from yourself. Can you do that? If you ever get this truth right here, it'll change our lives. Sometimes it's Paul against Paul. Hang on now. Sometimes it's Carl against Carl. Sometimes it's Wayne against Wayne. Sometimes it's Robert against Robert. I'm saying there's a part of you and I that's going to be in a war all the time, and both natures want you. And the one that you give in to, if you don't separate yourself from yourself, if you don't separate Paul from Paul, or Carl from Carl, or Robert from Robert, I'm talking about we got to learn that this battle is going to go on, and the Apostle Paul told us about it. The new nature says, read your Bible. The old nature says, don't do it. Now, one of them is going to win. The old nature hates this book right here. The old nature doesn't want to come to church. The old nature wants you to sleep in because you're tired. The old nature says you got a little bit of a headache, just go on and stay home. But the new nature says you'd go to work with that headache. The new nature says you need to come to church and hear what Brother Paul has in store from God for you. The new nature says that you can get a nap a little later after church, but you don't have to stay home because you're tired or you have a toe ache or whatever. You see, the old nature hates the Bible. The old nature hates church. The new nature says, pray. The old nature says, pray some other time. The new nature says that you should read your Bible. And the old nature, of course, says not to do it. There's so many things that the old nature battles the new nature and vice versa. We've got to understand the battle is for control of your life. Did you hear me, church? The battle is for control of you. The battle is a war. And every morning when you get up, now if you're saved, you have both of these. Now if you're not saved, you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't, because you don't have an argument going on within the inside of you. You don't have somebody battling you and giving you a hard time and trying to mess with your mind. But thank God when you got saved, God put his nature inside of you, and every day one of them is going to win. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Even though he says you must be born again, but I want you to know at the same time, you can live in the flesh or you can live in the Spirit. One of them is going to win. Separate yourself from yourself. And that's what we do every day. We've got to realize it's a battle for control of your life. Again, every morning when you wake up, as two people. Two Pauls. Two Roberts. Two Waynes. Two Carls. Two Jojos. Two Dans. There's two of us. And they're going to battle. And you ladies, I haven't mentioned your name. The same thing also goes for you. The same thing. Okay. Two natures, two people. One of them, both of them, that is, want your hands. Both of them want your ears. Both of them want your tongue. Both of them want you. So what do we have again? It's the Apostle Paul against the Apostle Paul. And Paul is the one that's giving us this lesson today. So now when I look at that, and I see there's a war going on in my members, then I realize I've got two of me inside of me, two natures, and one of them I'm going to let win. Right. Ever notice some days you do what's right? You do what the Bible tells you you're supposed to do because you follow the new nature, which is from God. Hey, by the way, that new nature doesn't cuss. That new nature doesn't lie. That new nature loves what I'm preaching right now. The new nature loves to get up and come to church. The new nature loves prayer. But the old nature hates it. And that's why there'll always be a part of you, that second part of you, that can't stand to do anything when it comes for the things of God because it's anti-God. Oh, aren't you glad that one day when we go to heaven, we're going to have one nature. Thank God when I go to heaven and you go to heaven absent from the body to be present with the Lord. We will have one nature. That's a spiritual nature. We'll never ever desire. We'll never have a battle on the inside. There'll no longer be two Pauls, two Roberts, two Carls, two Waynes. And I thank God there's only going to be one nature. And that's going to make life so much better, isn't it? Amen. Secondly, need to learn to crucify your body daily. I think I've given you a scripture there. If not, it's a Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. The Bible says, Paul says this, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. Did you see that? And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The first thing in the morning is this. Here's your help. These things I'm giving you now, number one, realize there's a war. Secondly, crucify your flesh. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 to present your bodies a living sacrifice to God. When you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, before you do anything in the morning to read your paper or whatever you do, the first thing in the morning, you need to present your bodies to God a living sacrifice. God, I give myself to you. I present to you a living sacrifice. You say, where's the living sacrifice? Because back in the Old Testament, they would present a sacrifice and they slit the throat of it, you see. But that's not the case with a born-again Christian. When you wake up in the morning, you're not presenting to God a dead sacrifice. Say, God, take me, my new nature, my life. I'm presenting it. It's like take it out of and put it in your hands. Here I am, Lord. I give myself to you. And that's why I gave you that outline, because I want you to look it over. You won't remember everything I'm saying this morning, but I want to help you. The new man says, get on the cross. Now, hang on, don't miss this. The new nature says, get on the cross, and the new man, the new nature, drives the nails in your hands. That's what he means. I'm crucified with Christ. You're to crucify yourself this morning. Let the new nature put the nails in your hands. You crucify yourself to the cross. That is as close as you'll ever come to dying on the cross. But the Bible says, I'm crucified. Jesus was the one crucified. But the Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ. That's right. Somebody has to die. Something inside of me has to die. I've got to give up something. I've got to present my body to God and say, I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not good, but I'm going to present my body to you, and I'm going to crucify myself, and I want the Holy Ghost of God, the new nature, to nail me to the cross today. Does that make sense? So, I threw this in here. But you know, when you wake up in the morning, I do this. You ought to say, bless God, I'm alive. You got another day to live. Bless God, I've got a whole day to live the way it looks. And you know, yesterday you might have worried about, well, will I be here tomorrow? Bless God, I got another 24 hours. I want to do what I can for the glory of God. I'm going to give my body. I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice. I'm going to separate myself from myself. I'm going to separate myself from the old nature. And rely on the new nature. I have a new life to live today. So do you. I think about that. I have the opportunity to preach you a sermon like this. But what if God takes me on to glory this week? Then I can't give you my part of my life in this world. But I thank God I got another day. I've got another morning. I've got another Sunday. And so do you. God brought you here. You got another day to live. God brought you here. You got some more life ahead of you. God brought you through those doors to hear a truth here that you won't hear anywhere. God brought you a truth that can change your life and help you to understand you and help you to understand me. There's two of you. And the sooner we understand that, the last thing you'll do is quit your church. You will quit. You'll not quit reading your Bible. You'll not quit your prayer life. You'll not quit being around the brothers and sisters in Christ. Always remember, there are two of you. Number three, you put the old man off by putting the new man on. And there's some scriptures there for Ephesians 4, 22 through 23 and Romans 13, 14. Let's see, I'm in Galatians. Let me at least turn to Ephesians chapter 4 for you. And then you check out this week Romans 13. But Ephesians chapter 4, let me get over there. In verse 22, here it is. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. I'm not making this stuff up, church. I'm giving you everything I can back scripturally. Man, check this out. Let me read it again. You know, it's not even 12 yet, so don't let your mind wander. That you put off concerning the former conversation, that's the old life, the old man. Put it off, which is corrupt. You see that? The old man's corrupt. Remember what you used to do before you got saved? You didn't care what kind of sin it was. You know why? You were listening to the corrupt one. And I want you to know the old man's getting corrupter and corrupter. He doesn't get any better. Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Every day you need to be renewed and renewed. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. It's like putting on your shirt in the morning. Put on the new man. Put on Jesus Christ. Say, I'm going to put on the new man. I'm not going to put on the old man. And I'm going to separate myself the best that I can from the old man. And you can do it. And I can too. Corrupt means getting worse. We got to get our mind renewed. Then number four, yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. I've got one scripture here. We'll look at it. Romans 6. And verse 13. Now, you know what yield means? Present it, give it to, yield, you know, to something. And the Bible says in verse 13 of Romans 6, neither yield ye yourselves, I'm sorry, let me read that again. Neither yield ye your members, y'all get that? As instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. You got a choice. You can yield your members to the old nature, and you'll be yielding yourself as an instrument, your members as an instrument to unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. God gives us a choice. Separate yourself from yourself. Separate yourself from the old nature. You got to learn to be separated. And it's a hard thing to do, but when you wake up in the morning, you can't join the two together. It won't work. There's a battle for you. There's an argument for you. There's a war for you. The war is that they both want you and your members. And somehow, not yielding to the wrong thing. In other words, God, this morning, I yield myself, I give myself to you, Holy Spirit. Take me, use me, Holy Spirit, for whatever you want. I dedicate, I yield my body to you. And use the old nature. Only the new nature will do that. But the old nature says, you're wasting your time. You go back and get into sin. That's more fun. And the old nature is going to battle you till you die. Separate yourself from yourself. Amen. Did you all get something out of this? I hope you did. Because I really wanted to help you. God bless you. That's your sermon. Every head bowed, every eye closed.